Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast with news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. On this edition, you know that the shelter has lots of cats and dogs, but on this episode of the Pawcast, we'll be focusing on the shelter's small animals. From snakes to parrots to rabbits and guinea pigs, the shelter takes in more than 600 small animals per year. We'll hear about some of the more commonly available small animals, and we'll learn some surprising types of animals you can find at the shelter from time to time. Also going to hear from volunteer guinea pig expert Joe Greening, who will tell us about the joys of owning a guinea pig. And finally, we're going to talk about Xena, our featured pet of the week. So small animals, Kristen, at the shelter. How many small animals does the shelter get?
It all depends. At any given time, we can have 50 or more small animals, and with 10 different types of animals represented.
Yeah, I was going to ask when we're talking about small animals, I kind of talked about a little of them, snakes, parrots, that kind of thing. But does that kind of hit the whole spectrum there?
We get reptiles, everything from large 12-foot snakes to iguanas to smaller reptiles. And then we get a lot of different kinds of birds, from the ones you find in pet stores like lovebirds and parakeets large parrots, which are have some of the most challenging care requirements of any animal that you can own.
Yeah. A lot of folks may understand why a cat or a dog might wind up at the shelter. Maybe an owner is moving, can't take them with them, different situations. Is it the same kind of things with small animals and how they get to the shelter?
Yeah, with the guinea pigs and rabbits, it's similar to cats and dogs. People just are not able to keep them, or someone has let them go and a resident finds them as a stray and brings them in.
Mm-hmm.
With the larger, more exotic animals, many of those animals live quite a long time. Parrots can live in up to 60 years or more, and people often aren't prepared for a true lifetime commitment.
So
the animals come to us when the owners can no longer keep them.
Wow. Are there some more common exotic species? I know that's sounds kind of weird, but common exotic species that the shelter gets?
There are some that we receive more regularly, and those are the ones that are most commonly sold in pet stores, simply because the kids aren't interested anymore. Leopard geckos are one. Those are one that are sold in pet stores all the time. Some of the smaller snakes, and then we also get things like ferrets, gerbils, hamsters, all of those come to the shelter because, the family loses interest or just can no longer keep them. But we also get things like goats.
Really?
We recently had a goat that showed up in Annandale, a stray goat that was the sweetest goat I have ever met. It loved people.
How many goats have you met?
Quite a few.
Okay.
Quite a few, Jim. It's another episode.
Okay. We'll get to that later.
Such a nice goat, and we couldn't figure out where it came from. We put out on the social media trying to find the owner, couldn't. So the goat ended up getting adopted by a family in Culpeper who has rescue goats, like four of them, and then four rescue potbelly pigs. So it's living the goat dream life now.
Yeah, I was going to say living the dream. I would not be an adopter of a snake. I just have to tell you right there, right now, I'm not going to do it. So are there harder small animals to adopt?
Yeah, the large reptiles, you hit on exactly the tougher ones to adopt. The large reptiles are not only intimidating to, 90% of us, including myself and you, but they are really hard to care. They're really challenging to care for. Another one that you might be surprised about are aquatic turtles, because aquatic turtles, as they grow up, they really need a pond size habitat. That isn't something that's easy to come by anymore.
And so the bathtub's not going to do it,
No, the bathtub's a sorry substitute. We use a horse trough at the shelter to contain them, but that needs cleaned daily.
Wow, interesting. What animal might folks listening right now be surprised to know that they can adopt from the shelter?
Well, I mentioned goats, but you can also get a whole variety of small small agricultural animals, livestock, chickens, geese. This morning I came into the shelter and there was a gigantic white bird in a cage, and I thought it was a I actually didn't know what it was. I thought maybe it was a swan. It was honking very angrily at me.
Oh, gosh.
And it turns out it was actually, I guess it's a large goose, but that animal will be adopted out. It was actually surrendered by its owner. I haven't gotten the whole story yet, but we often have chickens that have either gone stray or somebody's decided to give up chicken farming, and pigeons and all kinds of birds that you may not expect. Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it surprising anymore when you come in and see something that you haven't seen before, or is it just kind of
this here? Morning, the giganticness of this bird surprised me, but no, usually not.
Yeah, okay. Before we get to talking about guinea pigs with Joe, what should people know if they want to surrender an exotic pet to the shelter? I know we talked about some of the reasons that folks may have to give them up, but what should folks know if they're in that situation?
Well, the shelter's really not set up to provide the care needs of exotic pets like large parrots and large reptiles. There are so many rescues in this area. We really encourage people to use, as always, the shelter should be a last resort. Reach out to those private rescue groups who have specially trained volunteers, just like Joe, who we're going to talk to in a minute, is trained to care for guinea pigs. There are rescues that are trained to care for large parrots, large reptiles, that can often assist and that are a more appropriate placement for exotic pets.
Mm-hmm. I know we'll get to it at the end of the show, but can you throw out the telephone number or an email address or anything like that, that if folks are in this situation and maybe just need to get some information or some guidance?
People can call the animal shelter during regular business hours. Mm-hmm. It's 703-830-1100, and you'll want to press extension 2 to be able to speak to someone about your particular situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And we are kind of having this show devoted to small animals, and we're going to kind of do a feature on guinea pigs right now and talk with Joe Greening, who is a volunteer guinea pig expert. And Joe, I must admit that I've never heard that title before.
Nor had I.
Okay. So I guess, how did you get involved with guinea pigs? I mean, what makes them so special for you?
I had guinea pigs as a child. They are definitely one of the loudest small creatures you can own. They will always make their presence felt. And then as I grew older, and probably in about 2005, I ended up with 2 small female guinea pigs after I became fairly ill. And then I ended up rescuing one that didn't unfortunately get on with the other two. She was quite a diva. She had been in a pet store for over 6 months because I used to go and get pet food. And I noticed she was still there. She was a white albino, and a lot of people don't like white guineas, particularly because of the red eyes. And I noticed on the shelter website that they'd got quite a lot of white guineas, and that's when I got in contact and say, do you ever need volunteers with the small animals? I originally was going to volunteer with the dogs, but I ended up in the small, what we call the small fairy room.
Right, okay. Well, I was going to ask you how you got involved in the shelter, so thanks for kind of weaving that in. What about your role at the shelter? You're the volunteer specializing, I guess, with the guinea pigs?
I think I've become that over the past 6 months because I'm so passionate about piggies. And unfortunately, all my friends on Facebook and probably the Fairfax volunteers as well, all the shelter volunteers, they now, I think, are far more passionate about guineas and rabbits.
Right.
The way that I got to know Joe was through our social media. She was sharing pictures of these guinea pigs that she was fostering. We sent her, 6 guinea pigs that had mites to foster, and it's sort of a terrible thing they go through. They have to be bathed all the time and require intensive care, but she just would post the most delightful pictures and stories of those guinea pigs.
Yeah, you have to kind of bribe them afterwards with carrots and spinach and anything that will make them feel slightly better. And it's a bit like bathing a slippery sausage. So you need two of you to be able to kind of control them.
Right. Interesting. So, I mean, this passion for guinea pigs, I guess, as you said, you had them as a child, and that just kind of...
Yeah, I went from there because of my experience, and they are really affectionate, and they... It's sort of different to a cat or a dog or a different animal, right. But they learn the sound of your voice. They know your footsteps. They definitely know when you open a refrigerator door. And they will, or if you're cutting up vegetables, right. They will start making noise at you. So they really need to be where, not necessarily in a bedroom, because they can, you know, when they need cleaning out, because they will begin to smell slightly. As much as any other animal.
Right.
But I ended up with them because I was explaining with Kristen earlier that back in 2005, I had a virus called post-viral fatigue syndrome, which I got through working myself to death. And I went to work with a virus, and I just kept working and working and working. And then eventually my body just said, stop,
that's enough. Right.
So at that point I was walking with a stick. I'd lost some of my memory to the point of, if you could point at, something that made hot drinks, for example, you'd say it's, you put water in it, but I couldn't remember the word for it. So it was that sort of, my brain was just, had enough. I couldn't watch TV, couldn't read. So because I couldn't walk very far, some of the groups online that I'd found had said that, getting a pet was a good idea.
Yeah, but maybe not a dog, because you can't go walk the dog.
Exactly, and the responsibility, and at that point I was sleeping sort of 12, 18 hours a day and not waking up and feeling refreshed. So that's how the first two guineas came into our lives. So that meant that I had something to focus on, something to get up for, because they had to be fed, otherwise they would let you know that they were annoyed with you. In that they would nibble on you, or they would just, they would sulk. If you've never seen a guinea pig sulk, come into the shelter. Oh, yeah.
They're all sulking.
Yeah. Because they want homes. So we got to get homes. So, guinea pigs, are there certain people that guinea pig would be an appropriate pet for?
Appropriate.
Were they best? I mean, is there a best situation for a guinea pig to be in? Is it a family? Is it a single person? Does it matter?
I don't think it really matters. It's a bit, because of their shape, they end up, as they grow a little bit larger, they look like a butternut squash. So with very small children, they like to squeeze around the middle just to pick them up. And I always sort of, how you would actually scoop up a baby and hold them close to you, I would say that's the same way to deal with a guinea pig. They like to be close to you. They like to feel your heartbeat and just be warm and snuggled. They love a fleecy blanket or a warm towel fresh out the tumble dryer. With the past four that I've just had in foster because of the mites, which are guinea specific, it doesn't affect humans, it doesn't affect other animals. These four particularly love to tunnel. So you'd put a piece of newspaper or a towel in with them and they would tunnel. And it's the most stupid thing, because you'd think you'd lost one. But no, they're generally underneath. Or you'd find just a little like butternut squash shape and go, okay, that's one of them.
I think one of the reasons we wanted to have Joe on is because I don't think people realize how complex and individual guinea pigs are. They're just like cats and dogs. They each have their own individual personalities, and they are, one of the cool things about guinea pigs is they are good pets for people who may not necessarily be able to have a dog or a cat, because they don't need to be walked every day, and yet they're still super affectionate. So for seniors, for older people who might want a real companion animal, they tend to be among the most affectionate of the small animals, and Joe really highlights that.
They can sit, I would say definitely they can sit with you for sort of like 20 minutes, and they will quite happily actually fall asleep, and they go floppy like a little rag doll. And they love watching different types of TV. I'm obviously English, and we watch a TV program.
I couldn't tell, really?
Of course not.
you've just given me a lot of great reasons to own a guinea pig, but if you could narrow it down to one, tell me, what's the best thing about owning a guinea pig?
They make you laugh.
Really?
Yeah, they really do. From eating a piece of parsley like it's a piece of spaghetti to just squeaking, or if they're with their cage mate, because they really do need to, if they can be, go home sort of in pairs, because they do like that companionship.
Okay.
They just make you laugh. whoever comes into our house now, or even into the shelter, you can just take a silly photo of them, and they just look extraordinarily cute.
Yeah.
And they're good, and they chat back to you.
Right.
You can talk to them, and they'll chat back.
And of course, you talk back to them.
Of course.
Of course. As long as you don't talk to yourself, right?
Yeah. When you're in the shelter and we're in the volunteering, and then you have somebody else come into the room if you've been on your own in there for half an hour, and you're just quite happily chatting away to them, and they're all making noise back at you, and then somebody else comes in, you think, I must be a complete loony person. But no, they don't care. They just come in
and they
pick up the conversation, and then you leave them with them for 5 minutes,
right,
and they're doing exactly the same.
All right. I know you've hit a lot of this too, but if someone's listening to this podcast right now and they're like, wow, I had no idea about guinea pigs, I think I might be interested. What would someone need to know before getting a guinea pig? Or is there certain advice you would give?
You definitely need to, I would say, read up on guinea pigs, and particularly the type of guinea pig you're going to get. Some of the longer-haired guineas, like the Texels or some of the Abyssinians with long hair, they need a lot of grooming, and they would need baths every 6 months. Six weeks. And then even a trim. That's a trim of their hair every 6 months.
Mm.
Just to keep them in good condition. You really need to select a big cage. Otherwise, I see it that wherever you would want to live, if you were in a very, very small cage, you've got to look at that, because they need exercise. Otherwise, they will become lethargic, or they will try to get out. Because they want that exercise. Mm.
Do you let them run around the house?
We have, and there's a great it's almost like a mesh, a grating.
A
playpen.
Yeah.
And you can just put newspaper down or a towel, and that's what I now do on our tiled floor. And they quite happily run around, and then you'll just find, and they'll suddenly, after about 30 minutes, they've had it, and then they'll just curl up together and go to sleep.
Well, I mean, I feel kind of stupid. I guess I should have known that there were short hair and long hair and different types, but that's an interesting point, something I had never thought about. Maybe a lot of folks hadn't considered, too, as they're different
that's
types.
That's the amazing thing of being a volunteer with the shelter, because on a week-to-week basis, you never quite know what animals you're going to get. As Kristen was saying about the large, I'm going to be fascinated because I'm going to go in this morning,
right?
But I'm not quite sure about geese.
I wouldn't say this is the one to interact with.
Maybe just take a look at it.
Yeah, very unhappy goose.
Okay.
But it's the same. You never quite know what types you're going to get, and then it suddenly will look on the in the shelter in the small furry room. You've got an identification board for both the rabbits and the guineas.
Okay.
Or if you ask any of the volunteers, we're all very passionate, and there are books in the small room, in the small furry room as well.
Oh, okay, interesting. So. Well, I must admit, your passion for guinea pigs does come out, and I can truly understand your passion.
I want a guinea pig.
I know. It's like, sounds like the perfect pet. All right. Yeah. Last 10-15 seconds, Joe. Any final thought about guinea pigs that I haven't asked you about? Anything you want to share? But kind of put you on the spot there.
Okay. I would say, as with any pet, do your research. See if it's going to be the right pet for you. Indoor guineas can live about 6 to 8 years. So before considering any pet, if it's for your child or if it is for a family, you've really got to take that into consideration. We've had a lot of rabbits surrendered due to people having babies or moving, and they mourn. They do mourn exactly the same way. And so you really do need to look at your lifestyle, decide whether it is the right pet for you, as with having any pet.
Sure.
But they will enrich your life an awful lot.
All right. Awesome. Joe Greening is the volunteer guinea pig expert at the Fairfax County Animal Shelter with us today. Thanks so much. Interesting stuff. Last segment, if you will, Kristen, we've got our featured pet.
Yeah, Zena
I don't know anything about Zena.
She's not a small animal. She's
okay.
A dog. Zena is one of our dogs from South Korea, she is going to be available for adoption very soon. We sent all of our dogs from South Korea to foster homes, where they got to learn everything about living in a home, and it has been so cute to see them. They all love toys because, you know, they came from a meat farm where they lived in small cages, so every one of these dogs gathers up tons of toys and like lays on the pile of them.
These are mine.
And they also like they all seem to love laying in bed with their foster family. Yeah, so they're all going to be for adoption soon. Zena's she was one of the mommies, and even though she's only about a year old. So she'll be available for adoption soon, but she's just really sweet. They're just so – the people who adopt them are going to get to see, you know, what it's like to own an animal that's known no love, no, you know, no care,
right.
And is going to get – are going to get to give them
and
that
get it
love
really
and attention.
Back. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So don't forget, we do feature a pet every time here on the podcast, and they do get adopted very quickly. So if you have an interest, take action. That is unfortunately going to do it for the time that we have on the Animal Shelter podcast. Again, thanks to Joe Greening for being with us, and thank you for listening. And remember, the next time that you're thinking about a dog, a cat, or a rabbit, or a guinea pig, or other small pet, please do come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, because your new best friend is truly waiting for you right there. Now, the shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax and is open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and again on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered. To see the latest shelter news and events, find us on Facebook and Instagram.
And of course, you can find more cute pictures and videos on the Animal Shelter's television show Tips and Tales on Channel 16. Thanks for listening to the Animal Shelter podcast produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.